Good.
Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio and over the phone. In the studio, we're joined by Amanda McIntosh, and over the phone, we are joined by Dr. Ashley Yager, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Elevating Hope Summit coming up on March 19th through the 21st on the beautiful campus of Utah State University Eastern. Dr. Yager, Amanda, it's always a pleasure to have you both on. Thanks again for taking the time to come do this with us.
Thanks, Aiden. We're always happy to be in your studio.
So let's talk Elevating Hope for a second. This is something, when I first saw the flyers, I was very excited to see that this event is continuing because it does a lot for our community. So let's start off just in layman's terms for people who might not have experienced the Elevating Hope Summit, might not know what to expect. What should attendees expect as when they attend this event?
Attendees can expect ranging from community members, students, professionals, from everybody from all different backgrounds, can expect to learn something new and leave with a renewed sense of hope in the fight against substance use disorder and suicide prevention, because these issues are so interconnected. We really wanted to highlight those this year at the summit.
And I think that's a good thing to interview. And one thing we were talking about off the air was how these are national issues: suicide prevention, opioid usage. Those are things that impact everyone nationally. But with this event, you take those national issues and you bring them to a more public scale. So let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I think in the state of Utah, these are very hot topics to have, the substance use and suicide prevention. Everybody is very concerned about these and what's being done to kind of combat the stigmas that's associated with those two public health concerns, and the money that is being allocated to, put programming into place and implementing program. And so what's important about the Elevating Hope Summit is that we are kind of bringing it back down to the state level, where we can really have an impact on our local communities, right? And so this summit, bringing people from all over the state, especially with our speakers, we are seeing that even though we are living from one end of the state to the other, that the struggles are still the same, the barriers, the gaps are still the same. And so by bringing people from all over the state to talk about substance use disorder and suicide prevention, we really are seeing that there are commonalities between the two, and that we don't have to work in our individual silos when we are approaching the protective factors around these two subjects or prevention strategies that we're all working towards.
And let's talk about those speakers for a second. In the months leading up to this event, you guys have been doing speaker spotlights on your social medias, USU Extension Heart, things like that. It's been fun to see all the wide variety of people, the wide variety of experiences you're bringing in to this summit. So let's talk about that for a second. Let's preview some of these speakers. Is there anyone you're particularly excited for, or is this just something where everyone is going to be sharing something great?
I personally think that everybody is going to have information that is valuable, and that you're going to leave with more knowledge than you came in with. On a personal level, I am extremely excited to have Sarah Gehr come. She is our keynote speaker, and she will be traveling in from the East. And she does so much work in suicide prevention and our law enforcement and things like that. She's actually doing the pre-conference for our law enforcement first responders and their support systems and conducting that psychological first aid training for them on that 19th. But as the general conference goes, she does this wonderful exploration of what it means to be, it's called soul exhaustion, right? So what does it look like to be exhausted at the soul of who you are and the very root of what makes you you? And I think that it's so impactful during this time of, we're living through a constant state of unprecedented events in our lives, right? And there comes fatigue, compassion fatigue and burnout and things like that, that really do play a role or a hindrance to us as public health workers and working in such heavy subject matters, that we are exhausted. So how can we take care of ourselves at the soul level to make sure that we are putting boundaries in place to take care of ourselves, but also putting forth our best efforts in the work that we're doing over the two subjects?
Now, Dr. Yager, same question for you. Is there any speaker you're particularly excited about, or is it just an all-of-the-above approach? You're excited to hear what all of these different voices have to say.
Yeah, absolutely, 100% what Amanda said. And we have people coming from all across the state of Utah that are experts in grief support and being advocates and using your voice for suicide prevention and substance use disorder prevention, and people that have expertise in these areas that can talk about these two issues and the gaps and how we can fill those gaps and really make some meaningful changes. And I'm just really excited about the numerous presenters across the state, as well as we have local presenters and people that are based in peer support and talk about stigma reduction, right, and how people can get the help that they need. So I think everybody that's coming will learn something from each of these speakers.
And you touched on a second ago, there's a pre-conference event for law enforcement and their support system. Let's talk about that for a second. What will that entail for any members of law enforcement or community who are listening right now? What could they expect if they attend this?
Yeah, so if they come, they register for the pre-conference. Again, that's on March 19th, and it'll be in at Utah State University's Price Campus, beginning at 7:30 a.m. We're going to serve the participants breakfast, and Sarah Gare will go into this training called Psychological First Aid, which is perfect for our first responders and law enforcement, because it really deals with that critical responses and trauma responses and how they can take care of themselves again, but also process the trauma that they encounter in the workplace. She's going to talk about compassion fatigue and burnout with them as well. And then we serve you lunch and finish out the afternoon with this training. And it'll be very, very important for our first responders and law enforcement to attend that and gain that information. They get a certificate. You know, we're going to have, like I said, breakfast and lunch. So it'll be worthwhile.
And let's talk about, we talked about the law enforcement pre-conference. Let's talk about the actual conference now. What kind of trainings are people going to be finding themselves engaging with as they go through the 2 days of this conference?
Excellent question. So the afternoon of March 19th, we actually will have a question, persuade, refer suicide prevention training, as well as a Narcan training for opioid overdose prevention. And then that gives people a chance, even just general community members, if they can only make it to one session, those are great sessions to attend and register for. And then the main days of the summit, Thursday, March 20th, and Friday, March 21st, we kick both days off with breakfast at 7:30. And then we go into our various presentations and talks during the summit, including a talk about, right, how these issues are connected, how substance use disorder prevention and suicide prevention are so interconnected, and how we can be compassionate but also advocate for things like, right, support and how we can ask for help, how we can take care of ourselves as professionals or people working in the field. We're also going to talk a lot about data and what it is that we're seeing, right, in real time, and we're going to hear from the medical examiner's office. And then on the second day, Friday, March 21st, we actually will break out into two symposiums, one for substance use disorder and one for suicide prevention. So we'll talk a little bit more specifically about each of these issues before really ending the summit that Friday afternoon. And we're going to have some closing remarks and an opportunity drawing too. So we're not only going to be giving information, we'll also be giving people amazing swag bags, breakfast and lunch each day, and then an opportunity to get some really cool stuff from our local providers and people that really chipped in for the summit.
Now, if people are listening and they want to register for this event, what's the best way for them to do that?
We have registration available on Eventbrite. You can look it up, the 2025 Elevating Hope Summit. Or if people are like, you know, want to learn more and want to see our conference agenda, we have that drafted and online. So you can see all of this information that we're talking about all in real time. You can go to extension.usu.edu/heart/opioid-summit. So you can look it up on either of those places.
And I know Aiden will probably put that on the website as well. But one thing that I do want to highlight, going back to what Ashley said about the trainings that are taking place in the evening on the 19th, those are free for the community to attend. They do have to register for the event through that Eventbrite page, but the QPR training and the Narcan training, those are free for our community members and beyond, because it's more important for us to get that information into the hands of people that are going to use it. And so we encourage you to at least register for that and kind of get a taste of what we'll be talking about throughout the summit. And registration is open until the morning of the 21st. So even if you can't make it both days, feel free to make it one day, whatever looks good for your schedule. And just another little plug, when you go on to that website that Ashley has mentioned, you will find that there are hotels that are offering discounts for people who are registering that are registering for their hotel rooms before a certain event, if they mention the Hope Elevated Summit, and then some of our local restaurants are being kind enough to offer discounts to our attendees as well. So shout out to our restaurants and our hotels for really helping us bring this together and making it a community-wide event.
Now, Ashley, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
We hope that you'll come and join us and leave a little bit more elevated and fully charged, full of hope. And just thanks for the support in all the work that we're doing.
Well, Ashley, Amanda, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Dr. Ashley Yager and Amanda McIntosh, and we were talking about the Elevating Hope Summit that's coming up on March 19th through the 21st. March 19th will be the law enforcement pre-conference with the main Elevating Hope Summit to be take place on the 20th and 21st on the beautiful campus of Utah State University Eastern. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.